Welcome to Mojo's Cafe for Lost Dreamers.
Now you may wonder, what is a lost dreamer? Is it someone who had a dream about being lost, or had a dream they were lost in?
Come on in. Sit anywhere.
Or are they just a dreamer who really is lost?
I had a dream about Barcelona.
Oh, have you been to Barcelona?
No. But I've seen enough videos to dream about it. Of course, dreams change everything. That's what Gaudi did. Do you know Gaudi?
The architect?
They say Gaudi was because of Gaudi. But Gaudi wasn't Gaudi.
Well, why don't you tell me your dream?
It's kind of a rambling one.
Well, dreams often are.
There were trees that lined a wide boulevard. There were even trees in the center of the boulevard. And there were people strolling up and down beneath the shade of all those trees. It was called La Ramblas.
That sounds like a rambling dream.
There were Gaudis too, buildings that he designed. In fact, Gaudi was everywhere.
What were you doing on La Ramblas?
I was standing there. I was looking at a cathedral. Not the one Gaudi built. I think they're still building that. Anyway, in my dream, I saw things I'd never before seen in any dreams. I mean, the details were, like, so real. Everything was so exact. There was a woman pushing a baby carriage, and a little girl walking alongside. She had one hand on the carriage, and the mother was talking on her phone. I mean, it was a dream, but I really felt they were there, walking right by me. They were as real as I was. There were young guys talking and smoking and joking. And like everyone in my dream, they had a life they were living. I didn't know who they were. I'd never seen them before. My mind had put them all together and given them a life. Anyway, I was standing in front of a cathedral. It was a big Gothic one. And then I was inside. There was a lobby, a lot of men in suits. They looked like politicians or businessmen. The women were all dressed up, but no one seemed to notice me. There are times it's good to be a nobody. You can watch people, and no one watches you. I went into the main part, the nave. That's where the congregation sits. But this one, in this giant cathedral, was so small, it'd fit maybe 100 people. And it was steep, like sitting up in a peanut gallery. I had to walk down steep stairs. I had to grab the railing. At the bottom was the altar. It was strangely modern. There was a priest in a kind of gold-trimmed robe and a painful-looking poor Jesus up on a cross. There was a service going on, so I left. And then I was outside again. But now it was night. Night in Barcelona is even more beautiful. People were strolling and talking and smiling, speaking Spanish. There was a few guitars and what looked like gypsies, flamenco dancers, and all the buildings were like something Gaudi had built. They were one after another all along La Ramblas. They were like his flights of fantasy. And that was it. That was my dream.
Wow, it sounds like a movie.
I have no idea how my mind could have put that together, but it did.
Well, Mojo used to say, we carry inside us the wonders we seek outside us.
That's nice. Thanks for listening, Taylor.
It was a pleasure.